activists rallied Wednesday outside the Albany Capitol Center, protesting a controversial former sheriff's appearance there. Activists representing various groups, including Capital Area Against Mass Incarceration, demonstrated against a speech by former Milwaukee County Sheriff David Clark at the New York State Association of Chiefs of Police's annual Law Enforcement Vendor Exposition. The controversial sheriff and vocal Trump booster resigned from his post last August following several allegations that inmates were mistreated in his jails. Prior to Clark's visit to the Albany Capitol Center, a petition circulated urging the chiefs to cancel the speech. Democratic Albany Mayor Kathy Sheehan spoke out against Clark on Twitter and exclusively to WAMC.
This is a city that does believe in community policing, that does believe in harm reduction, that does believe that Black Lives matters, and that is a sanctuary city. And these are all things that have been attacked by the sheriff. And I wanted to send out a statement clearly to our residents to say that, he's going to know that the town that he's coming into really doesn't align with the values that he's going to be talking about.
Albany activist Paul Collins Hackett says Clark's keynote address sends a contradictory message to all law enforcement, particularly the Albany police.
Thank you to the common council members and to the mayor who came out and distanced themselves and said, you know what, this is not our event. We don't support this. I wish that had come from our city chief. I wish our chief had distanced himself and said, you know what, it's a completely separate event. But that didn't happen. Some people feel more inclined than others. However, this is a completely unacceptable event. We had KKK flyers posted in Saratoga. We have the Proud Boys over on Lark Street. How much more positive reinforcement do they need? How much more danger do our kids have to be in on a daily basis before somebody says enough is enough? I'm wondering about the Capitol Center. I tagged them on Facebook. I didn't get an answer. I'm wondering, where's the line? Free speech, everybody. Okay, I'm okay with that. Free speech got me here and is allowing me to say what I want to say. So I appreciate that. We completely respect and understand free speech. My question is, when this person is endangering the community that you hope to thrive off of, where is the line?
Clark, an African American, has spoken out against the Black Lives Matter movement and urban policing efforts. Democrat Andrew Joyce chairs the Albany County Legislature.
Some of his law enforcement techniques and practices have been controversial, have been harmful, and in all the inroads that we're making here locally, you know, with the police, with law enforcement, in the community, that's not something that should be promoted. That's not something we should be using as a tool to teach law enforcement. We're trying to be progressive, do new things to bring the community back in, link up the community and the police, and that's something that a philosophy that Sheriff Clark, I know, doesn't subscribe to.
Aaron Mayer is former president of the Sierra Club.
We are morally outraged, and we stand in full solidarity with all New Yorkers and lending our outrage that this is occurring in the capital city of the state of New York. When racism can bear its dirty head here in the person of Sheriff Clark, when they go, wait a minute, it's not racism, he's black. It is no mean trick for them to find people of color to delegitimize and use them in their so-called conservative voice to delegitimize the historic racism inflicted upon blacks. In fact, for him to rise, he must be dirtier than the dirtiest.
The speech was closed to the press and public, and WAMC was turned away at the door. But Clark did speak with Spectrum News.
I'm on a mission right now, and that mission is, you know, as the one of the headlines in the the Times Union, I think it's a newspaper here.
It's our local paper, yeah.
Trump boosting ex-lawman comes to Albany. I'm a huge supporter of the President of the United States. I work with America First Action, the official Trump PAC. I'm a spokesman, senior spokesman for the PAC, and the objectives of the PAC is I'm out there promoting the President's agenda to make America great again, his policies, his directives. And I'm going all across the country speaking on behalf of that.
Dave Lucas, WAMC News.